something that is on the agenda at this time.
Where is the agenda?
It should be on the counter.
It's on the counter.
Just a few. Yeah, you can get it online.
Okay, is there anyone who would like to make a motion to approve the minutes?
I'd make a motion to approve the minutes for the
January
29th meeting.
And what about approval of the agenda?
Make a motion to approve the agenda for February 26th, 2020.
Now we receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the current well level status of the Blue Diamond Water System and other related concerns for discussion only.
Hi, good evening. Quick update status, water level data that was collected from both wells indicating relatively stable water level as compared to the previous month, and the water system remains stable and all is working operational. That's it. Any questions?
Do we know, Justin had come once and said that they were going to redo the water lines in Blue Diamond. Do we know anything about that, the schedule for that or anything? Do you know anything about that?
We're still waiting for the transfer of Army Corps of Engineer funds from Searchlight to Blue Diamond. And that's just one of those bureaucratic processes that takes quite a while to do. There's a lot of paperwork to fill out, studies to perform, and stuff like that. So,
is it like a year or a month or 6 months?
Probably at least a good year out.
At least a good year. Okay.
Is that a grant? Consider
yeah.
a grant? Okay.
Yeah, Army Corps of Engineer grant.
Oh, cool. Good.
So I actually have a water question. Sheila Billings, 1 Lawson Street. I mean, I remember hearing like maybe a year ago that we were lowering the pump in the well, right? Because we had a water level crisis. So we did lower the pump and we're currently fine at the lowered pump level. So could we lower that pump again?
No, unfortunately, the bore of the well itself, how deep it's drilled, we're basically the deepest that we can put that on.
Gotcha. So we're kind of stable, but we're at the peak.
Yeah, well, the water levels are actually relatively high, aren't they? Like
yes.
Around 12 or 13
yes.
feet below level surface.
11,
when
yeah.
we lowered the pump, I want to say that we were closer to 20 or 22 below level surface when we actually lowered
and
the
now where are we now, sir?
At 11.6.
Okay.
I believe.
So half
so
again.
Water level's
yep.
quite
yeah.
high.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I think that could be impacted in part by the fact that Bonnie Springs isn't using any water and hasn't been using any water for quite a while.
Absolutely. Now, I thought that I heard our hydrologist mention that that pond was full again.
The pond at Bonnie Springs?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Or maybe the one at the state park? Is that the one you're talking about?
Gosh, you know, I don't want to misspeak. You just mentioned that one of the ponds up there had a name and was actually full. So, and it hadn't been before.
Yeah, the
long.
State park one is bigger.
Didn't they doing that on purpose to kill the product?
Yes.
Kill the invasive plant. So I don't know, are you guys aware that people are dumping trash down in Arroyo by the wells?
Yeah, did they do it again? Oh, we had to come out with a front end loader and pick all that up the last time.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know. We'll take a look at that again in the next couple of days and see if we can't get it figured out. It sucks that they do that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, last time they left a couple of couches and love seats and some tables and stuff. We had to come out of the front end order and pick it up and get rid of it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I did not realize that. We'll look at that.
Anybody else have more questions for the water district about our water system? Alrighty, moving along, we will now receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Hey everybody, Sergeant Jeff Dean of Metro. Over the last month since the last meeting, we had a total of 31 calls come in off of 911-311, the 911 switch. 11 were canceled because they were either like a 911 disconnect and the person was okay or those type of calls. 20 we responded to. This is the whole Red Rock footprint. Not, there was no calls itself in Blue Diamond Village and only one call in Calico, people up in Calico, and that was a domestic, with some tourists at Red Springs. Most of the other calls are all search and rescue type calls and a couple of car accidents. So nothing significant. Everything is moving right along as normal. Does anyone have any questions that they wanted to ask me? Yes, sir.
Yeah, Toby from Cerrito. There's a guy down on 159, not far from Cactus Joe's on the right-hand side going towards Vegas.
In the wash? Yeah. That's private. That's actually private property. that's actually the one little parcel of land that is not PLM, and he has something to do with the nursery over there.
Okay.
One of my guys, we've already talked to him a couple times.
And I didn't, but a friend of mine had a homeless guy sleeping right off a trail up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not far from that area, out right from Molly's Trail. Some people know where that is, but right on the trail. And he moved on back toward his abode down. But what do we do if we do come across something like that?
So, generally speaking, they're going to be in the conservation area.
Yeah.
And there isn't a, it's not against the law to be homeless.
Right.
It's not against the law to technically use public land. BLM has their own. Has their own regulations about camping for more than 14 days. I mean, you're not supposed to camp at all in the conservation area at all. So any of those issues you get, if you just want to get them to us, we may not be able to do anything about it, but we work with the BLM.
And what about open fires?
That's also a federal thing. There isn't a state statute, but I'm pretty sure they're prohibited in the conservation area. Maybe someone actually know, but I'll follow up with Captain Soans with BLM.
Because he had an open fire pit there.
Yeah, we can get him. We can get him moving. That's not a problem. We just got to get BLM involved.
He's gone, and the place is tore down. I just want to know what to do next time.
Just get the information to me or one of my guys. And like I said, we work with the BLM.
We were hiking this morning, and there was somebody who had built another structure out there out of plastic with like a visqueen
kind of down by the water treatment, or not the water treatment.
By the wellhead.
By the wellhead.
Over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be the same guy.
Probably the same guy.
Big, white, lovely. Well, you see it from far away.
Yeah.
Structures.
Homie.
Well, we'll go see if he's homeless. You know, maybe we can get him some services or something. We'll take a look at that, though. Thank you for letting us know.
Sergeant D, you mentioned last time about the territory has changed, where Enterprise is going to be doing like 160 area. Will they also be forwarding a report or anything? Or
I can still pull the crime stats for that area, so that's what I do. I still...
Oh, great.
Yeah, I still keep an eye on it.
Good, thank you. Oh, thank you.
And the calls over there were still... majority of the calls will either be generated at the gas station or will be generated down by Hualapai off the trailhead. So
right.
Most of it has to do with traffic stuff, but I keep an eye on what's going on.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else?
What about the OHV? How's that working out?
The OHV is working out great. We're getting ready to plan something coming up here in March. We're probably going to hit level, and we're going to hit Kid Springs again, because we seem to have pretty good results when we go over there. So it's been kind of in the garage because it's been kind of cold. But some other warms up, we'll get it out a little more. It's hard to convince cops even when they want to pay them overtime to go off, freeze their butt off.
There's not as many OGs out here.
And the same thing. And they're already starting to come out more now. The weather's warm enough, so we'll be out there again.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Now we receive an update on the Red Rock Bike Trail.
So I do believe Megan gave Sheila Billings live on Lawson Street, save Red Rock. So we had a really good, I know Megan gave the report last time because I wasn't here,
just
but we
have
full approval of the pass. All the different entities have come together with their agreements, and well, we're still working on agreements, but the money is there. So we are, you don't need one, or you want one? Yeah, I need one. And I have some for other people. If anybody, I only have like five because I don't want to lose paper. But here's two more. I see your finger, Joe. So what this is, what I'm handing out is actually the map that is proposed. There is an alternative in the very beginning. Summerlin is very against having the path go against their little water retention thing, so there's most likely going to be a very lovely bridge that connects right next to the highway, but will allow for highway expansion if we need to, and then head off-road at the big sign, the Red Rock sign. That sign, actually part of this project, is going to be moved to an area that is not quite so dangerous for people to pull off and take
good.
A photo. BLM super psyched about that. There'll be a real parking lot for it. So it's got a lot of improvements, as well as it's going to have this bike path. The first page is the agenda of things that are gonna come. And they do hope to be hitting public comment period and 30% design in early November. So we'll definitely be abreast of all that. And it is finally, like, it's happening. It is a $11.4 million infusion of federal funds into Clark County. The path will be designed by federal operators, but it will be built by locals. So they actually take bids locally. So it's definitely an infusion for Clark County in several different ways. So as well as for the outdoor community, we think it's super positive, as well as we do have hopes now that we've got this huge momentum. We've been on the news to start trying to move it around to the rest of the valley to make it a, like if you've ever been out to Boulder City, the River Mountain Loop Trail. So we, our goal is to not stop until we've achieved 53 miles of paved off-road bike path in the conservation area that connects Summerlin to Mountain's Edge, and then in between to the campground, kind of going in between the whatever that ridge is. Whatever. There you go. Awesome. It's super exciting.
Thank
We're there.
You very much.
When the article was on Facebook from the RJ, the first comment came from a dad that said that he can't wait so he can bring his handicapped child out to experience Red Rock. And that had never even occurred to me. And
wheelchairs,
I thought, what a wonderful thing that this we're bringing to people.
Slow, you can go fast.
So, I used to ride with the kids in a Burley on the road, you know, it scared the hell out of me because I was like, boy, you know, you're riding 3 feet from cars going 70 miles an hour.
So just hadn't occurred to me that that was another group that we're going to be able to help with something.
Sure. Exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
Does anybody know if there's any changes to thoughts about putting a gate on the Calico Basin Road?
That is still in the works. We're still talking about it.
Okay, so that, I'm just wondering, you know, this would be a way to sneak in around the gate.
Maybe by walking or bike, but not cars. So, but yeah, that's still something under consideration. I'm a big proponent of that. I think that would be very good for Calico Basin.
Sounds like the residents are over.
Oh, they are, absolutely.
Now we receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding the status of AR-19 400, and I'm reading it all. Regional Flood Control Bulletin Board at Calico Park. Park water numbers and any other updates.
Okay, so Desert Sportsmen were here last month for their extension. It was approved at the February 5th meeting, and the time limit was removed, so they will not have to come back for any further studies in the future. And the extension time for the Rick Rexius project was also approved. They just ended up doing it for 2 years. You guys had suggested 3, but they ended up just getting the 2. So those are both moving forward.
I'm sorry, Megan. So Desert Sportsman is the shooting range out on outside Charleston there.
Uh-huh.
And so they have an unlimited now? What did they get?
They have had their use permit at that site since 1968.
Correct.
And it's been extended. It was last extended in...
Is that a county or a BLM, though?
It's BLM land, but they have a county use permit for the use. So it's been extended. Actually, it's been at that location since 59. They got their first use permit in 68. And then it's been extended multiple times. And then 5 years ago, they came in for their latest extension. And they said, we're not going to make you come back for any extensions of the use permit, but we want you to submit a sound study in 5 years. Excuse me. And so that's what they submitted. And they told us all about the sound study last month. And they also told us about improvements.
Any stray bullet study?
No, but they told us about improvements that have been made that weren't even required, you know, that they voluntarily done. And it satisfied the commission, so they aren't going to ask for any more in the future. And
any more anything?
No.
They're just going to let them shoot and hang out and not ask any questions.
They have the approvals and have shown for 50 years, 60 years, to be good community partners. So
Well, there could be complaints, right, if you got public response out.
Oh, there could be, yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean that they can just now go wild.
Right.
They still have to follow the law.
So public response comes out and a couple complaints, and then all of a sudden.
Just means they don't have to come to a meeting once every 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
or show a stat.
Right. A
sound study, specifically.
Yeah. They did the sound study, and they have used up all their space, so they can't expand anymore. And I think it's understood that they were there and they've been there for so long. And the sound study showed that, which I found very interesting, that a lot of the sound, the noise from Charleston is actually louder than the gunshots. So that's where it is. It's there to stay.
Question on that. Yeah. This is BLM out here, right?
Correct.
You'd rather have them out here shooting than there?
Well, yeah. And
BLM there, too.
Yeah, that's so BLM there, too. I know. And shooting is something we deal with all over the place. And yeah. I cover all rural areas, and it's a problem all over the place. So.
Well, I'm a safety specialist, and I guarantee you it's much safer for them to be out there than it is even in the indoor range up there on Blue Diamond.
Yeah. And Metro works, you know, shoots there. So.
They are very strict over there. They take their safety rules, their dust mitigation, they take all this stuff extremely seriously. So I can speak to that. They take their safety precautions very seriously.
So yeah, and so just because they have a use permit doesn't mean they don't have to still follow all the laws, codes,
okay,
regulations.
Right.
That
good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, and then we talked about, you had brought in the cutting from about regional flood control. They were updating their plan for the rural areas. The hearing was, I believe, last Thursday or the Thursday before. But Steve, help me, Pamela, what's his last name?
Which one?
Regional flood control. Parrish.
Yeah, Parrish.
Steve Parrish said if you have any questions, he'd be happy to help you.
Okay. So probably nothing going on then up here. They just have to put the notice out, I guess, probably.
They're required to do a notice.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So the bulletin board at COLCA, we've been talking about what we're going to do without that, so we can talk about that.
Yeah.
And park water numbers, I wasn't able to get those. I will get them for next month. And then I think that's it. Unless there's any questions for me.
Whatever happened with the tamarisk removal?
I had reported on that.
That was last time.
Yeah, I reported on that. They have a certain amount of funding, and that funding went to Pahrump. There is something going on right now with Nevada Division of Forestry, and they want us to join up with their wildlife fire protection plan. So we're in negotiations about that. And then there was the guy that came and talked about noxious weeds.
Chris.
And Chris, and then there was someone who had to come to the commission about that. And I'm glad you brought that, because I did not follow up on that, and I need to.
I believe Chris was going to look into his grants, if I remember right, to see if that could support that.
Yeah. So I'll follow up with Chris, and but there was a guy that came to the commission too, so I need to look back on the agenda and find who that was, what his name was, and see if he has anything. So I was so hoping the NDF would do it, but I don't think it's going to happen. So.
Any other questions for Megan?
Yeah. Two things. One, kudos to the crew that did the chopping of the vegetation fringing on the signs. They did a great job.
Oh, good. That's our game.
I don't see the crosswalks yet.
Well, I reported on that, and I don't know if you were here. The crosswalks, only one of them was even a possibility, because crosswalks at intersections, I can't remember
implied.
The wording. It's implied. So at an intersection, there's no need for a crosswalk because it's implied.
I know. But the problem is we're getting inundated with so many vehicles now, with the restaurant open and whatnot, a lot more people, and they do not stop at those stop signs. They don't even slow down for most of them. And with a crosswalk there, they're more likely to slow down, at least to a crawl.
Yeah.
Well, they run that line.
I made the request and was denied. But they are looking at the one, and let me go back to my notes real quick. It was just a couple months ago. They are looking at the one that goes from the apartments across to the park, because that was not an intersection. So that one, I'm sure I have it, but that was the one that they said they would study, and if it warranted a crosswalk, they would put it in.
How about a line? Just a line.
Yeah,
where
we
to stop at.
At the stop sign. You know what? Let me ask about that. I had specifically asked about crosswalks. But let me see what other kinds of markings are available.
Just a line. And I'm only talking about the business around the business area.
Okay.
That's the worst. You know, every stop sign by the business area should have at least a line, if not a crosswalk.
Okay.
Yeah, a line would help.
Okay.
Anyone else have questions for Megan?
I got a compliment. She did a great job, right, at the at our ethics training on the 8th, or when, right? Mm-hmm. It was the 8th.
Oh, that was good.
You did a great job on
it. Thank you. Well, I will tell you, any of you who've been around for a while, what's the guy?
Yeah, that guy.
There's one that's been around forever, David Chestnut, who is very knowledgeable. He said he even learned something new. So. So that made me feel really good. So
that's good.
And it'll be available. The rest of you will get to watch it because you're going to have to. It's state law. So, but you get to see me talk for 45 minutes about planning. So.
You may get the whole 3 hours next time. Everybody may say, "Give it
careful what kind of job you do."
Well, I could talk about planning all day long. And two commissioners were there, Commissioner Neff and Commissioner Cedra Bloom were both there, and both of them came up to me and said, "Thank you so much." They both learned a lot that they didn't know about planning. So
it's great.
Made me feel good.
Any other questions for Megan? Okay, moving along, we'll now go to our planning and zoning. We have ZC 200040 Willardson Joseph G, a zone change to reclassify 0.04 acres from RU to R1 in conjunction with a combination of two parcels into one single family residential lot in the Red Rock Design Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Cerrito, 990 feet west of Arroyo Road.
Hi, I'm Marin Perry, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, representing the Willardsons, and their lovely family is here. We've got Joe, Audrey, Stella, and Paige, who are enjoying your library this evening. I don't think I'm going to have to give much background on this, because from looking at this map, I can see that you have had the pleasure of dealing with us with this a couple of times before, but the Willardsons were the exciting... they were excited to discover that the 0.04 acres on the back of their home is zoned RU, which doesn't lend itself very well to 2 units or 2 acres per unit, and have filed an application to bring it into the R1 zoning so that they can combine their lot and finish building their dream home in the wonderful Blue Diamond area. I have statistics, if you want them, about the appropriateness of the action in light of the lot sizes in the area. You've got 0.31, 0.42. Well, I'm going to combine the 0.16 and the 0.15. That puts you right at 0.31. It'll be consistent with the zoning in the area. Even the one right behind it that's zoned RE is 0.67. So once combined, it will be 0.38, which is consistent with the R1 zoning and with the surrounding area. If you have any questions, I am happy to answer whatever I can, but I think... I think you've seen this before.
Yeah, it's surprising because actually it used to just happen administratively. So I think this is the first time we've seen it because we didn't have to vote on it before.
I was telling Megan right before I started that...
Well, the combination is one thing and the zone change is another thing.
Mm-hmm. So they got through the combination right ready to record, and then planning review said, oops, you've got 2 different zones and you're crossing borders. And
did we used to have to change zones when... I mean, they used to have to come here for a zone change? Like, they actually put in a zone change?
You had to do a zone change. You had to do a waiver on your old property.
I don't think I ever did. Okay. We never combined.
Title 29?
Not for the combination, but didn't you build a shed or something?
We did build a shed.
You did build a shed, and so you had run into problems with the zoning.
Oh, please.
So the zoning, and it was before you were on the board, Pauline, but we did have one come in where we had to do a zone change, and that's what brought it all up, and I did all the work to try to do a mass zone change for the community so we wouldn't have to do these.
You know, why don't you hold that up for people to see?
I'm happy to pass it around.
It just shows the gray are the back lots, and they're still, most of them are still RU.
So,
you can't build.
Including your
shoe. Right. It had come to my attention a while back, and several years ago, and I had reached out to every single property owner asking, could we do a mass zone change? And I had spent months working on it, and when I got it all ready, I went to planning, and I got pushback from planning that they were not interested in pursuing that. And so I'm sorry it didn't go through. Some staff has changed, so when we had a different lot, not your lot, another lot come in with a similar thing, we were sitting down talking about it, and this different staff member said, oh, we need to do something about this.
It just occurred to me who you probably talked to before and why it, sorry.
Well, I could tell you who I talked to before. Anyway.
It just occurred to me that that change in staff probably did get you a much better response.
Yes, so there's been a change of staff, a fresh look on things, and she said, well, we need to make this change. So I think I'm going to pursue it again. I'm sorry it's not soon enough to help you. But so I think we're going to look at that again and get that done so that we don't have people having to come in piecemeal
and they charge you the same for a zone change for this as they do for
a casino.
Well, no, once you get that big, then there's like a $50 per acre additional charge. But 0.04, it hurt me on their behalf.
I know. So there's two things here. There's the combination, which used to be done administratively, which we found out was against state law. We didn't know that.
That was
unfortunate, because that was. It was nice. I'd like to do that in my place. You know, I mean, it's unfortunate we can't do that anymore because it was a really nice way to do things. But so that I can't help with. That will have to be done by mapping on each lot. But the zoning, hopefully I can help with that.
Yeah, and it really is the perfect opportunity for an administrative review because it's 0.04 acres. You can't any of these back where it's sandwiched. It's so consistent with the general plan. Yeah. I mean, with the land use plan, it makes no sense. But so with that, respectfully request your approval.
Thank you. Well, I make a motion to approve.
I'd second that motion. I'll approve. Anybody has any questions?
All right. You're welcome if you want these for your when you go talk to Jennifer.
Oh no,
that would be helpful.
I mean, I have a whole file.
Okay,
I have a whole spreadsheet of every lot, and I mean, I spent months gathering all the signatures. I had a notary come here to meet people so they could get their.
As soon as I printed that out, it just was like, those poor people.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Megan, I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble or anything else here, but
you would never do that.
No. On Cerrito, there's in addition to this one, there's 5 other ones. If someone has already put a structure in the RU area, would they have to go through the same thing, or would they be grandfathered in some way, or?
If it's an illegal structure, it's an illegal structure. But this process won't suddenly alert us to illegal structure.
Right.
This process will have nothing to do with that. If they did it through the permit process, maybe somebody didn't look at that, didn't realize. Yeah. Because in our system, if you don't look at the color view like that, if you just look at the parcel without the zoning layer, depending where you click on the parcel, it'll say the different zones.
Right.
So you could click, so if you're a planner, you clicked on the front of the parcel and it looks like it's R1, you would think it's all R1. So some of those may have happened that way where the planner didn't realize there was a split zone.
Right.
And not all structures would require
a zone
this
change.
To happen. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
You know, like a shed probably wouldn't kick that in. But like over here, the first house when you come in on Castalia, they ran into that because they were wanting to do a casita, and then there's different setback rules for R1 and RU.
Right.
And in some cases, the setbacks for RU are wider than the lot is at all. So, no, it shouldn't cause any problems.
Oh,
like
good.
That. If
good.
Anything,
I just,
it should
yeah.
help.
Good. Good. I hope it does.
So, yeah.
Good.
I tried.
Yeah.
So
you
I'll
did.
Try again.
You did last time. You really did.
Thank you.
Now we'll move on to general business. Is Josh Eddy here to speak about Desert Dash?
So I'll tell you slightly about it. I told him he needs to come talk to you guys about it. It's a 100-mile race that starts at the Pioneer Saloon, and only up, there's like a 5K and a 10K, and then there's like a 25 mile and a 50 mile and a 100 mile, something like that. And only, I believe, only the 100 mile comes through here. They have a station before and after here, so there'll be no stopping. They'll just run through here, and apparently on a 100 mile race, it's like one person and then another person. Like, it's not a
group. Oh, okay.
So he's working with Public Works to get the rights to be able to go along the road. I don't imagine it will have a big impact here, because I imagine you have people that run often. But I will make sure he comes next month to share it with you himself. So it's not something for you guys to approve. It's more just for information, so you know. And we see some crazy people that have run 100 miles.
So I can't even imagine. Map?
He will. When he does it,
because I'm trying to figure out the group that runs up Colca down Torino and then out Fort.
Ragnar or something?
Ragnar is not doing that anymore.
Ragnar's not doing that anymore. I know
you never got notice of that, and then next thing you know, you got people running down the street.
The other one is the police officers and stuff like that.
Well, the Barstow one, I understand that one.
Right around.
Yeah, Ragnar.
That was Rag's guy that came down, Colca, Fortney.
Ragnar, I know people are big fans of Ragnar. There were lots of issues.
Okay.
With
that's fine.
So they are not running anymore.
Okay.
They may come back. I don't know. I can tell you later what happened, but I'm being recorded. So, but yeah. But this, I don't know that, even if you didn't know there was a race, I don't know if you'd even know they were coming through.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll make sure he comes next month to tell you all about it. And he'll have a map. It's mostly just going out of Good Springs a little bit and then coming through here. Everything else is on BLM trails.
Oh, okay.
Now, the second item is to appoint one member of the Red Rock Citizens Advisory Representative to be involved in the update of the county's comprehensive master plan and development code, Title 30, for possible action.
So, Title 30, we know, is complicated and confusing and a bit outdated, so they have hired a consultant to work on creating a new development code. And so they're going to be kicking off the process, and they have reached out and they want someone from each CAC or TAB to invite someone to participate. I don't know, we haven't gotten a whole lot of information whether it's going to be limited to one person. I imagine more than one person's going to want to be involved. But for right now, I am tasked with asking for one person, you guys to choose one person from the group to represent for the kickoff meeting. And I'll have to look it up because I didn't write down the time, but they're doing a kickoff, just introducing the project. And
how long of a project is it?
I don't know. And like I said, I don't know all the details. This is a planning issue. This is something planning
is
doing.
Be a long
time. I think
Title 30 is big talking.
Yeah, and I think
like the Red Rock overlay was, and the environment sensor, that was almost 2 years.
Yeah.
It might extend past the term of whoever's
it might.
To be representing.
I know. So
CAC.
Let me see real quick. There's a kickoff meeting. It's just for 1 hour, and it's sometime in March. And I'm sorry, I did not write down the date. So you guys talk amongst yourselves, decide who you would like to participate, and I'll get more information as we go. We asked for more information, and we're not getting a whole lot of information. So.
Bob, is that something you might want to do?
It all depends when it is. If it's daytime.
It's 5:15 to 6:15.
That's just the kickoff meeting, though.
It's just the kickoff meeting. The other meetings will be.
Yeah, I may not always have a car. My wife and I only have one car, and she's.
Do they say how often?
I don't know if I'd be able to make
it. I know very little, and I'm sorry. We tried, myself and another liaison have tried to get more information, and they just are not forthcoming with more information right now.
I wonder if you could also telecommute sometimes.
Yeah. And
probably.
And the thing, too, is I would imagine since we don't have, like if the subject was, let's say, hotel casinos, we don't have any, so.
Right.
Yeah. Ours would be more, like you said, like the Red Rock overlay where that is mentioned
right
in there, and certain things like H2 and yeah.
And Mario Bermudez is the one heading it up for planning. And I spoke with him separately and I said, you know, my rural areas are going to have different concerns than in town. And so they are committed to bringing the consultants out to the individual areas to get input.
Oh,
so,
that'd be great. That'd
right.
Be great.
So this kickoff, I don't know exactly what it's going to be about. And I'm sorry to not have more information.
No,
but
that's fine.
I have asked and not gotten it. So, and I can't find, my service isn't working very good here to find. But I can send you the date. If you guys want to decide.
Does anybody besides Bob want to do it?
I think we can. On what the commitment is. I mean, if you're saying it's a 2-year thing, it's something of great consideration.
I'll do it as long as we have a backup in case
if
I can't make
okay
it, in case somebody else can make it.
I will email all of you and tell you when
you're signing your backup.
Yeah,
right. And as we get more information, I'm not sure planning knows all how it's going to be, and maybe that's why they're not sharing with us, because they don't know how it's going to be. It's very frustrating. So I'll give you more information as I know it, and I'm sorry I didn't bring the date of the meeting, but I will email that to you all tomorrow.
Yeah. You had me at Mario Bermudez. I haven't pestered him in a long time, so this is
well,
the golden
if you're
going to
pester him, I nominate you.
Thank you.
I see how the county works.
Now we're going to have comments by the general public. So anything that wasn't on the agenda that someone would like to speak to, that this would be your opportunity. Yes, Barbara.
I have three things. Nobody else has any? So the historic Blue Diamond landfill, has anybody been out there lately? It's really, the cap on it is gone. There's just, you know, really deep gullies of erosion and trash exposed, and
where
you know that's up gradient of our water wells.
Where is
it's between sorry. Us and Bonnie Springs.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's back that.
Yeah. For, and well,
I don't know
how
between
to
here and like Oliver Ranch.
It's above Oliver Ranch.
Above Oliver Ranch. I was always wondering where.
There's a mountain bike trail that goes right by it. You probably.
I'm not
did
right
you see the cap on it is gone?
Yeah, there's
no soil.
It means that there's exposed trash.
Oh, I see.
The landfill hasn't been used
in
decades, but that old trash is now exposed and there's animals living in it. And I don't know how to get BLM's attention, so if the county can help get their attention, that would be very helpful.
And is it BLM land?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know.
It's actually Red Rock Canyon Conservation Area,
which is BLM land.
Right,
yeah,
right.
But I mean,
but it's not private, is what
no.
I was getting at. It's not.
So that's the old landfill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm meeting with BLM next week, so I'll bring that up.
Yeah, there was about 5 of them back in the day.
Oh, great.
Oh yeah, I only know about that one.
Yeah.
Do you know that? From you used to live there.
Okay, well then.
Well, they were all in the rural
check
areas.
All 5 of them?
No, they were all in the rural areas. They were outline areas.
Oh, okay. Blue Diamond just had one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
Searchlight had them.
My second item is I was listening to Desert, what's it called? The 9 a.m. thing?
Desert Companion.
State of Nevada. And it was about alternative energy, and it reminded me of a push that Evan started a long time ago to try to get solar panels on our school.
And I got nowhere with the school district.
But
that was up to the school district.
Now they're saying this thing today, they were saying that there are grants available, and so it's... So maybe the situation has changed.
I'll reach out to the school district. I think at the time, part of it was structurally, the school couldn't handle it.
The roof wouldn't hold it.
I think if someone put it over
the
parking lot.
I'll see.
Yeah,
solar.
That would be great if we could do that. And it would, you know, it would send a good message to all of the folks who come and go through Blue Diamond. And then the third thing is, there's been talk about putting a frisbee golf course in the private park, and I was wondering if that was something we could maybe put in the public park, so we don't have to put it in the private park.
Okay, I'll ask.
I would. You're going to bring a lot of people in if you put a public golf.
I'm concerned about damage to the private park putting one in there.
Yeah, I mean, the public park, we will be on the map for the Frisbee golf course.
And
I am not a lot more people coming in.
I'm not a Frisbee golf expert, but I know the ones we have in Clark County are on very large parks, so I don't even know if your park is big enough.
It's really not.
It might be big enough for some little baby one, and that might take care of
maybe just a couple of holes. I don't know.
People trying to put them in our park, which isn't big either.
Yeah, I know Sunset Park is... it's a huge area,
right,
and not Desert Breeze.
And Red Ridge.
Red Ridge, but what's Mountain Crest.
Right.
They're huge.
They're
very
huge, popular.
So I don't know that either park is big.
Yeah,
enough,
we got to look at that, and we will be if we have
but a I'm not sure it would be. It would be, you know, it's kind of like our skate park. It's just a little baby skate park, so it doesn't get a lot of attention. And if we just had a little baby
frisbee
golf course,
would bring more people than skateboarding. There are a lot more people that play frisbee golf.
There are people that are really into
skateboards.
I'm still interested in it.
I'll find out.
Out about.
We can certainly find out. Hey, the other thing that are you done?
I am. Those are my
questions. Evan always starts bugging me about this time of year and saying, have you ordered to make sure that Megan's ordering the trash for spring cleanup? The trash bins.
Yeah, Megan Tanner already asked me.
Oh, okay.
So Megan are working on it.
There you go. Excellent.
We need to get her to be the postmaster so she doesn't move away.
I know. It's
too late for that one.
No, she applied to be postmaster.
And she already sent in the grant request for the funding.
That's fantastic. As always, you're way ahead of me.
Not always.
Anyone else have any other items? Okay, then our next meeting is April 1st. Record time.
I love it.
All right.